Let's talk about hate. Hate, hate, hate. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Some other verses here. The Bible talks a lot about hate and evil. There are things that God does hate. You know, six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination. Anywho, why am I talking about hate? Why am I talking about hate? Because there is a prevailing attitude in society today of hating someone else. Just hating them. Hating them for stuff that other people do. Seeing people, wanting there is a general attitude or spirit that wants you to see people in a bad light, for whatever reason, and it goes for both sides, that there is a spirit that wants people to hate each other, right, and to find fault with what they're saying, right, and to categorize people in a certain light based on a certain set of values that people think that they subscribe to, right, and I do mean think that they subscribe to. You know, because once you start having conversations, substantial conversations with people, you clearly find out that most people do not know what they're talking about. They're just parroting what they've heard. And that goes for both sides. I'm telling you, it goes for both sides. Now, I was talking to somebody about parroting, and I don't like parroting. I don't like the concept of parroting. I want a parroting, like the bird, a parrot, like a bird parrot. I don't like just repeating something because somebody else told me, yeah, that's the way it is. That does not sit well with me. Has never sat well with me. And I do believe that, you know, if you're dealing with the right person and they've told you something, right, and you parrot what they say, then that message still gets propagated, and it's still true, it's still good. You know, if a message is good, whether it gets propagated by somebody with knowledge or not, doesn't make a difference. You know, the Bible talks about that Jesus has preached through contention, and he's preached through, you know, people with the right intentions. Either way, Paul said Christ is preached. The message of Christ is still good. The message of Christ is still right. But, you know, it's it's important for us to know what we're talking about. It's important for us to know what we're talking about. And so when people go get saved, when people get saved, when somebody really meets Jesus Christ, gets saved, becomes born again, one of the first things that happens in their new Christianity is they want to convince anyone they come in contact with. And they want to convince them, you know, from a biblical standpoint, from a standpoint of knowledge, but they don't have any knowledge. And that's not a hit against them. It's not. You know, I can see the desire of somebody. I used to do it when I was a young Christian. You know, I go around telling people stuff that I'd heard that was preached. And then they say, well, show it to me where it's at in the Bible. And I couldn't find it. I got concordance, you know, helps or whatever. Still couldn't find scripture that I knew was right. I knew the Word of God said it. But I didn't have the knowledge. And so what a lot of people do is they parrot what they've heard. And they know what they've heard is right. But they don't have the grounding to be able to say it correctly, and in some cases it hurts. So usually in the case of a new Christian, the best thing to do is just tell people what happened to you. Just give your own personal testimony. Hey, this is what happened to me. This is I went to this church. I heard the Word of God. I heard someone preaching the Word of God. I don't know the Word of God that well, but I'm working on it. But I know what God's done in my life by going to this church. That's why it's important to go to church, because now you're dealing with people who aren't novices in the Word of God, or at least hopefully aren't novices in the Word of God. And you're dealing with people who, you know, really know what they're talking about, hopefully. And you can share that experience with them, you know, and let them go through the same thing that you've gone through. Woman at the well, ring a bell. You know, when they came, Jesus came to the woman at the well, he explained to her the gospel. She left her water pot behind. She went down to the city. She witnessed to all the people to go see Jesus. Come and see a man that told me everything about me, right? She didn't sit there and try to explain Messiah and worship and who's worshiping right, even though Jesus discussed all those things with her. You know, all she did was come and tell a man who told me everything about my life. And it stirred people up to come and say, I got to check this out, right? She didn't become a Bible scholar to get these people to come to her. Anywho, I'm getting off track. I'm talking about hate. Hate, hate, hate. People hating. We don't have to win arguments with people, right? And that's what that's what both sides want to do. They want to win arguments. They want to start fights. That is the spirit of the devil, to start fights, to win arguments, strife, contention, bitterness. You can feel these attitudes prevailing, trying to incite anger and violence. And look at our society today. Look at what people are doing in general. You say, well, you know, you could say this, you know, more, I really do believe it is more one-sided when it comes politically of the violence. I mean, burning cities down and such not. But there's violence on the other side, too. It's just not as prominent. And it's definitely not at the level of terrorism like they're trying to paint it as in our government today, which is a scary thought. But hate, anger, bitterness, strife, we don't need to fall for these things, right? We don't need to fall into these things. We don't have to win arguments. We don't have to explain everything to everybody. We can't explain everything to everybody. I mean, even somebody who's been studying the Word of God for years still can't explain everything to everybody, because God is unfathomable. I mean, it's just, there is stuff that God has revealed to us and that we can learn and that we can share. But if people don't want to accept that, the only thing that we, getting angry and getting upset and getting defensive ain't going to fix it. The only thing that's going to fix it is a spirit of love, a spirit of care, a spirit of concern, the spirit of the Good Samaritan, you know, the spirit of just trying to be there for people when they're down and helping them, showing them, maybe not necessarily explaining to them, but showing them the same love that God showed us. And that's challenging, because we can be some pretty rotten dogs sometimes, and God has mercy on us. But if we could just stay in tune with Christ, you know, get our mind on Christ and say, Lord, help us to help other people. Help us to do what you want us to do. Because if you do that, then Christ can work through you to help other people. You know, and that's the whole thing, is that you want it to be Christ working through you, because we will mess it up. We will mess it up. But hate. Let's try to be aware of what the enemy is trying to do in our society today, and let us not fall victim to it, and to recognize the signs of when the devil is using, you know, there's many people out there mocking, there's many people out there insulting people, and it's really easy to quickly, you know, devolve to their level of hate. And that is not who we are. That's not who we are as Christians.